Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And he has so much to say to his people who love him. I know that the time is short. I don't know how short. It's just like Paul said, that the day of the Lord's return is another day closer than it was before. But I like to focus on the love of God now. That's what's really important. His return is soon. There's an urgency in the air for people to get to know God once and for all. Over the years, I've been to church all my life. And I've been to many churches. And I thank God for anyone who has a desire to know the Lord. But I know that there's more of God to be known. The more we seek him, if we knock, seek, and ask, we can learn and we can live better and we can find more truth. But over the years, I found many people to be reluctant to learn the truth of God's word. They'll go so far and stop. But this is a time we need to know the Lord. Nothing new. The Lord's word is the same yesterday, today, and forever. But we need to learn his word properly. What the Holy Spirit was trying to give us throughout time. It's always been there. But people only go so far. Teachers and preachers, they only teach so far and they stop. But the word of God speaks for itself. And people who allow the Holy Spirit to train them, they teach better. They teach you in a more accurate way. Now, it's true. Paul pointed out the fact that we see through a glass darkly and we know in part. And that's true. But everybody who yield themselves to learn from the Lord can learn from the Lord. Remember, Jesus died to not only save us from our sin, but also reunite us with the Father so that we can have a thriving relationship with him. Now, my dad was a Methodist pastor and a good one, and my dad was faithful. He was faithful with all that he knew, and my mom was right there with him, helping him. And they inspired me to want to do the same thing. Their marriage inspired me to desire marriage. I desired a home where people loved each other. And that's more important than anything else. Nowadays at church, you can learn, if you go to a good church, a good one, you can learn about the miracles of God. You can learn about the power of God. You can be taught healing. I go to a church now. I see people healed all the time, not just a minor thing, but major things. And this, my children grew up in that church, and they were healed. One of my daughters was healed of Crohn's. Healed. A man had two brain tumors and got healed. The doctor couldn't find them. They were gone when he went back for his checkups. They kept looking for him and couldn't find them because the Lord had healed him. These are wonderful things to know. But nothing is greater than having the love of God in your heart in the first place. I love to see people get, that's just the love and kindness of God, the goodness of God. He heals us. He blesses us. All of it's true. Living by faith is true. Learning what God said is the key to having faith in the first place. You can't have faith if there's no promise. You can't have faith. Faith doesn't work that way. Faith looks to God. If a person has faith in somebody, why? The faith of God, faith in the Lord is true. What if the devil says something and somebody had faith in it? You can't have faith in something Satan says, because true faith looks to God, not Satan. When people believe something Satan says, they're deceived every time. Or they're in a state of rebellion. One of the two. They're wrong. Faith is true, not false. So, faith is when you receive God's word. I asked the Lord for his definition of believe. Believing and faith, believe and faith is the same thing. He said, the word believe, that's to receive truth. That's when you receive the truth of God's word in your heart. You believe it. You've received it and you believe it. And faith is when you act on it. Faith is always a verb. It's always an action. Receiving is an action too. But the devils believe and tremble, but they won't. They're in disagreement with God. They actually hate God. They know that he's God. But we receive his word in our heart, and it forms life in us. And we access the life of God by our faith. What do we believe from the Lord, word of the Lord? Believing God is key, because faith looks to God. Jesus died for every man on the planet. Everyone. From Adam to the last man born, he died for us. Every one of us. But most people reject it because of false teaching and lies and illusions from Satan. Meanness causes people to reject God's word. Hurts. When people hurt you. When somebody rapes a girl, that mars her life. That hurt her. She doesn't know who to trust, especially if it was somebody, an adult in her life. Because our first authority figure shaped the way we see God. And if an uncle or a cousin, an older cousin rapes a girl, it causes her to question many things. And then the enemy comes with his thoughts and tell us she's nothing. And that's a lie. He devalues her through her hurts. Every disappointment, every lie against you, every operation against you, when people ridicule you, all of it is designed to drive you away from God and harden your heart. Now, don't let Satan's attacks work. If a girl was raped, or anybody was hurt or abused, the enemy uses things like that to cause a disconnect, a mistrust against God. Whatever failure in your life exists, he's going to try to get you to blame God for it. So that what he's doing is he's trying to disconnect people, everyday people, from the knowledge of God as much as he can. Don't let it work. There's three avenues he gets a foothold in our lives. That's our weaknesses, our hurts, and our fears. But the blood of Jesus washed away our sin. And our sin is rejecting him. The end game of sin is death. The wages of sin is death. And I asked the Lord for his definition of sin. He said it's a lying alternative. It's a lying alternative. Now, the thing about sin is this. And preachers, they preach the false grace message. They try to use the grace of God as a license to sin, and it's not that way. Paul wrote about this, and modern preachers are doing it now. Not all of them, thank God, but some are, and some are well known. And people like it because it seems easy and convenient, and they think they can go to heaven and sin. And you can't. I'm going to tell you something about sin. It's wrong. Plus, it hardens your heart against the word of God. It hardens your heart against God. And it hardens your heart against the wisdom of God. And I noticed that people who love sin, they don't have an appetite for the things of God like they once did. That's why it's so important to stay in the love of God. If that's in place, everything stays in place. Now, these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com. That's newlivingletters.com. This broadcast is 30 minutes long on the website. But we only play 15 minutes on the radio. And the website has many files on there that will be a blessing, just an aid to help you do whatever it is you're doing. You want to do the things of God. If you hear things that help you, you can go back and hear it again and share it with people you love. Cousins in Chicago, Florida, California, or any part of the earth where there's a website, they can listen to these broadcasts in real time, right now. And you can even download it and send the download to their devices, their phones, smartphones. I love smartphones. First, I didn't like them, but now I do. It's a tool. God gave us things to help us. We just have to use his wisdom wisely. We have to use the gifts that he's given us. He made brilliant people to make these computers and things, websites and smartphones to help us out. Now we can transfer the word of God in real time. And I thank God for that. If we stay in the love of God, Jesus said, if your eye be single, now you're looking to the Lord, you're focused on the meaning of his word. When you do that, you have appetite for more of it. And that's why preachers don't preach the word of God fully, because they don't have the appetite for more. Not picking on preachers, but anybody. If you allow any deception in your life, it's going to work against you knowing God. You're going to have to let those old things go. Don't focus on sin. God never intended for us to focus on it. We're supposed to reject it. And we have the strength to reject it by receiving God's word, his love. If you stay in the love of God, you're not going to want sin. And the only way to fulfill the law is to love people, is to walk in love. Now, with that, love is also, there's wisdom. Love will help you see everything for what it is. You'll know that people are against you and why, and sometimes why. The Lord will alert you to plots that people do. Now, you've got to love them, but God will show you what's going on and how you can win them. See, if people wasn't born in sin, they wouldn't bother you. They wouldn't have a mind to disturb your life. But people get greedy, they get in lust, and they're driven by demons. If a person has lust in their heart, that's what the enemy tempted him, so he would have somebody he can control to hurt other people. The husband that has lust in his heart, he's going to go out to other women or men in these days, because lust is crazy. It can't be satisfied. And people who sin, they can't control it. And it hardens your heart against God. Remember, the first sin was Adam eating forbidden fruit. God said, don't eat off that tree. The day you eat of that tree, you should surely die. The fruit was not poisonous. The fact that he did something God told him to do was a sin. And the first thing you know, he's running from God, from the voice of God in the cool of the day. He ran from him. Sin will cause you to run from your Savior and your Lord. God wants to be your Father. Sin will cause you to run the other way. Away from his wisdom, away from his kindness, away from his love. Away from his holiness. He's pure towards you. He loves you. I thought that my job would be easy. The Lord sent me to tell pastors to follow him. Draw near to him. Follow him. Yield to him. Don't try to organize ministry yourself. Allow the Lord to show you what he want you to do and do it. But they rather do their formats, their agendas, their plans, which are good, but they're not as good as what God will reveal. And they, and your ministry can't hit the spot unless you fully yield to the Lord. Zechariah said, it's not by your might, it's not by your wisdom, it's not by your power, it's by the Holy Spirit. Even if you're educated, you have to let all, you have to allow the Holy Spirit to guide you. You may know a lot of facts, but let the Holy Spirit reveal his plan to you. And then, my friend, it will work. Your ministry won't be boring anymore. A lot of preachers are wishing Jesus would just come on back. They just tired. How can you, if you preach the word of God is a refreshing. The rest of God is a refreshing. You can miss the rest of God trying to do it yourself. And I know this. But God loves his people. If we follow him, you're going to say, oh, the day will come. You're going to realize how wise God really is. And you're not going to be in a hurry for him to come back because you're under pressure. Now, I know he's got to come back. And he already set a date. I don't know what day it is. He didn't tell. He's not. I don't believe he's going to tell me the day he's coming back. Because Jesus said the Lord put that in his power. And I respect that. I love him. And it's good that he did. If people knew what day he was coming back, they'll act right. And they'll fast and pray so they'll get raptured. You need to be doing that now. You need to walk in the love of God now, and you will be raptured. You will be on his side when he returns to meet us in the air. See, the second coming, he comes to the ground. But before that, he's going to take his people off the earth so he can judge it. And you want to be with him when he's judging the world. You don't want to be here when he judges the earth, the world system. He's judging rebellion. And some Christians are sinning. He said to me back in November, tell my people my return is imminent and to be ready that they be not left. Now, he wasn't talking about the world. He's talking about his people. People who did believe on Jesus and they turned to that sin. Now, love God and stop. Don't sin anymore. You don't have to. If you fall in love with God enough, you won't even desire sin. If you study the word of God, demons will drop off your life. All the influences of Satan will just fall to the floor. All of them. If you study God's word and receive his knowledge, you'll have strength in your heart and you'll have faith in his word. And you won't have any desire, and whatever the enemy has attached to you will fall off. All his lust, all his greed, all his pride. It'll fall off your life. The anger, the bitterness. It'll fall off your life. Even addictions. If you receive enough of God's word, you can walk right over addictions. Any of them. Fill your heart with the word of God. Decide to operate in the love of God. Let faith brew in you. Let faith grow in you. Let the word of God be a part of your heart. Fill your heart with his word. You won't have any problem rejecting the world. See, we're supposed to receive light and reject darkness as we grow. We still see through a glass darkly, even if you know much, even if you know more than many others. We still see through a glass darkly. And there are still things the Holy Spirit desire to minister to you and help you understand. But he's limited by your obedience. If you won't take time and learn the word, he has nothing to work with you on. And then when you study the word, your measure is small. But as you receive the word, you're measuring in a greater way. The love of God is good. And he wants to take us forward, not backwards. He wants us to know him. We're made in his image, and we're supposed to live like he does. Now, a lot of people, they try to receive prosperity in their life, which is good. That's in redemption too. Everything to make us healthy is in redemption. We can have all the prosperity we want, but if you don't have the love of God, you're still broke. If you don't receive the love of God, and more so the love of God, your life, it won't be right. Remember, disobedience is the first cause of poverty. Sometimes I see people, they got it all balled up. They're trying to believe God for all this stuff, and they miss the point. See, if you love people, if you have love in you, that's a prospering way all by itself. Because you love people, because you love God, you'll love people. And because you love people, you will serve them. And when you serve people, you will prosper. Why? Because you're serving people. And if you give to the poor, you're lending to God. God's going to bless you back. And few people know that. But preachers, they like to say, give to this ministry and God's going to bless you. He's going to bless you anyway. Now, I know this is a fact. If you help somebody do all the needs of the people of God, if you help them when they need you to, they're serving the poor, they're trying to be a blessing to people, they are being a blessing, and you help them do it, then God is going to, he's going to greatly bless you. You won't go unnoticed by God if you're doing that. Prosperity is in love, and people miss the point. And some preachers, they are so rich, and they want people to give to them, and hopefully they are faithful. Some people are not faithful, and they use the ministry for a platform to get rich. And that's very dangerous if your intentions are not right. But those whose intentions are right and they do what God has given them to do, see, the platform of ministry can be very expensive. I'm not trying to down people. But if you mistreat things that are holy, it's dangerous. Understand something, God is dangerous. He loves us, but he's also dangerous. You don't want to work against God, and you don't want to be responsible for doing something that will bring on judgment. Now, holding the truth in unrighteousness brings judgment on you, as stated in Romans chapter 1. Don't be afraid that God's going to judge you. He loves you. If you walk in love, you don't have a problem. If you judge yourself, you won't be judged. If you did wrong and repent and get it right, you won't be judged. But if you know you're doing wrong, you're receiving money in false pretense, and people do it. There was a man on YouTube. He saw a man go to, he was a Christian. He was a preacher. He was in hell because he took money for to help people, and then he did something else. He used it on himself. He lied to God's people, and he want to come back and make things right, but he's in hell forever. He'll never get out because he said that he was taking money to help people, and he did something else with it. God is dangerous. But if you walk in the love of God and you love people, you're not going to have a mind to do people wrong. You're not going to use lies and deceit. You're not going to take up money and do something else with it. Now, I love God, but I'm afraid to do something like that. And it starts off slow, just a little bit here and there. Before you know it, sin will harden your heart and you'll be doing big things. You can't ever trust sin. Everything starts off small. Whether it's the word of God or your first sin, it starts off small. The word of God, even salvation, comes to us in seed form. We believe what Jesus did. We heard a word that Jesus died for us. We believed it. And then we act on it. And then the word of God grows. We have faith. We speak it. And we act on it. And we change the facts. We went from being a sinner to a Christian because we believed on Jesus. Now Satan's trying to undo that. If he get us interested in sin, we'll have a taste for it. And sin will harden your heart against God. And when that happens, you find yourself doing things you normally wouldn't do. And it starts off small and it gets worse. Before you know it, you're captured. You can't quit. You want to quit. There's a lot of people on drugs, they wish they could quit. There's a lot of people that's in adulterous affairs, they wish they could quit. There's a lot of people that started fornication problems, and they wish they could quit. There are many people on drugs that they definitely wish they could quit. Their will is so weak that they can't see themselves in any other condition. To the point some people even commit suicide because their problems and their pressure is so great. But when you receive the word of God, the life of God will form in you. And if you walk in the love of God, you're going to grow. Some people even get in depression. Depression is just what it sounds like. It's the absence of God's word. Think about a balloon. If you fill it with helium, it's got pressure, and it'll overcome. The helium is lighter than the air, and the pressure in the balloon is greater than on the outside, and it'll float. Now, let's say you let the air out, it'll drop. Now, let's say you put a vacuum on it, it'll shrink. Same balloon. Now, let's take a person. You fill them with the word of God, they're powerful. They can withstand the lies of Satan and the problems of this world. They live above the problems. They rise up over the problems of this life. Because that's what the word of God will do for you. There are many people that don't know this because they never took God at his word like that. And then there are people who are depressed. They shrink. They have no word of God in their heart, and they can't even see themselves with joy again. And even when they hear testimonies of how God blessed others, they can't see themselves being better off. All they can see is their problem. Their eyes clogged with the problems of this world and what's not right. And God loves them the same. But if they don't have any word in their heart, that's why they're depressed. If you take time and start listening to the word, your mind will come back to you. Your life will come back to you. And you'll have strength to rise above. Now, on high mountains, 6,000, 10,000 feet mountains, that's what they call a snake line. And when you pass this level of height on the mountain, snakes don't go any further. They call that the snake line. Now, different breeds go different heights. Some people on YouTube say that the rattlesnakes don't go but so many thousand feet, 6,000 to 10,000 feet. And some people say that, you know, they study things. There are people who study stuff like that. On one mountain, they even scribed a stone. This is a snake line. Out above, any height above this stone that they set up, that's the snakes just don't go past it because the elevation does something. You know, it's either cold or the wind's too thin, the air's too thin, and they don't like it. So Perry Stone taught a lesson called rising above the snake line. When you fill your heart with the word of God, you will rise above the snake line, the temptations of Satan, the ugly things of this world. See, God is also powerful, just like people dance and shout when they receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And they in church and they hear a good message and they feel God's presence and they dance and shout. That can be you. You can receive God's word to the point that you feel the power of God. You have the encouragement you need to be courageous. And then you can think because you can receive his wisdom. But many people don't know these things, because they don't desire to rise above the snake line. You have to desire the things of God. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life if you allow him. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.